diversifying your cattle ranching operation with horses. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson. This is Hoofbeat on Brownfield. Stan Weaver and his family ranch in north central Montana near the town of Big Sandy. In addition to a 500-head cow-calf operation, the Weavers also raise and sell quarter horses. In fact, Stan Weaver is the current chair of the American Quarter Horse Association Ranching Council. And Stan says horses are a way for cattlemen to diversify their production portfolio.
I grew up with horses. We always had three, four mares. Pretty much just kind of raised horses for ourselves, our own operation. And then in the early 90s, I just kind of wanted to expand. And it was mostly just to diversify, to try to get a new income. And we increased our mare band, started having our production sale. Like this last one was our 18th one. So we've had several. And I think it's a good opportunity. The horse market is somewhat stabilized. We're at our lowest numbers ever. I think they registered 84,000 colts last year, and that's almost 50% from what it was in 2006. And horses, they fit well with cattle. They're a very resourceful animal. It's worked really well for us. We've run these mares, and we kind of run them with the cows together. For us, it was just another way of diversifying and another source of income. We run, 85, 90 mares. We keep about 7 to 10 gilding colts every year, and then we ride them horses for 3-4 years on the ranch, and then we put them in our sale and sell them. And that's been a real good extra source of income for us because the saddle horses, good ranch broke saddle horses, are selling really well right now. And we're using them to do jobs on the ranch that we do anyway, so every year we just rotate these horses and sell them in our sale. And it's worked very well for us.
So where is the demand coming from mainly? What, any specific parts of the country? Or
We sell a lot of horses just for trail riding, but we do have some that go into rodeo. We've had some go into the PRCA. We sell a lot of weanlings. We sell about 70 weanlings and then about 15 broke saddle horses. And our weanlings just go, they'll go everywhere. I think we've sold in all 50 states and 7 Canadian provinces. 5-6 years ago, everybody was buying horses and breeding them, and that's pretty well stopped. The bottom end of these horses, is it's tough to get rid of them. So if a guy is going to diversify or get into the business, you have to be very specific about, your bloodlines and the demand for them. And you have to kind of know your market, where you're going to sell them. Like for us, believe it or not, most of ours go to people that live on the edge of town that just want to ride good horses, maybe have just 2 or 3 horses of their own. But like I say, we've sold them all over. A lot of ranches will buy them.
Stan Weaver of Big Sandy, Montana, and that's Hoofbeat on Brownfield, Ag News for America.